S'il vous plaît, on va commencer la conférence de presse. Donc, on remercie Son Excellence le ministre de l'Agriculture, c'est Lassa Dachan. Et également, on remercie Monsieur le directeur général, José Graciano de Silva. Nous avons 30 minutes au maximum. Donc, je vous donne quelques indications préliminaires. Donc, la conférence s'est tenue du 24 au 28 pendant 5 jours. Ils ont assisté à peu près 300 personnes avec 250 délégués répartis sur 49 pays qui ont été présents. Également, il y avait une quarantaine de ministres, vice-ministres et 22 ambassadeurs et à peu près 14 représentants de la société civile. Donc, s'il vous plaît, celui qui va prendre la parole se présente. Et une question au maximum, et soyez bref pour donner la parole à tout le monde. Vous pouvez utiliser les trois langues, l'arabe, le français et l'anglais. Qui va commencer? Oui.
Krupen Gonga, à Radio Africa numéro 1. Ma question s'adresse à M. le directeur général à FAO. M. le directeur général, s'il fallait retenir une préoccupation forte ici à Tunis, qu'est-ce que vous nous diriez pour conclure ces travaux? L'idée force qu'on peut retenir en partant d'ici.
Oui, Monsieur De Silva.
How to promote new employment in rural areas. I believe that this is the main challenge in this moment in Africa. If we do not succeed to do it quickly, we'll see massive migration from rural areas to the cities and probably massive migration from the cities to abroad. We can see every day in the news the intent of young people climbing the walls in Melilla and Ceuta to jump in European territory. We see every day a boat trying to cross to get to Lampedusa. Most of them remain in the middle of the ocean. So tragedies are there, and we need to stop it very quickly. And agriculture has a huge responsibility in provide good jobs and good opportunity to attract youth. We are starting late to look at it, no doubt, so we need to recover the time we lost in promoting this opportunity for young people in rural areas in Africa.
Okay. Vous avez besoin d'une traduction? Vous... De toute façon, il y a des casques. Hein. Celui qui veut avoir la traduction, il y a donc les casques. Oui, madame.
I'm Vanya Walkley from the New Agriculturalist. My question is for Mr. De Silva, but also perhaps a comment from the minister. Do you expect the International Year of Family Farming to have a real impact on the problems being faced by the small farmers in Africa? And how do you see the involvement, whether negative or positive, of agribusiness in this year?
Let me start from the agribusiness. I come from a country, Brazil, known by the exports from the agribusiness sector. But perhaps most of you don't know that 70% of the agricultural products that are exported and eaten in the country comes from family farmers. We have achieved the goal that family farmers in my country are not anymore subsistence farmers. They are commercial farmers, small but commercial. They provide supply to local markets, and they export also. Most of the chicken that you eat in that comes from Brazil is farm-to-farm produced. Most of the coffee that you drink that comes from Brazil comes from family farmers, and so on. Even the soybeans, half of it is produced by family farmers. So I don't see a conflict between agribusiness and family farmers if you have what I call an adequate menu of policies. Family farmers fight agribusiness when they don't have credit, when they don't have access to land, when they don't have access to irrigation, and so on. If the government can provide this for them, they will do complementary jobs, and I don't foresee conflict with them. related to what we are trying to achieve in the family farm year, particularly in Africa. I used to say that we want the family farmers to become proud of being family farmers. That's what we want. We want to promote them, especially women, that is responsible for most of the small-scale and subsistence farmer, to become proud of what they do. This is what we hope to achieve. Farmers better organized, farmers providing suppliers to local markets, and at the end, being proud of being farmers.
Okay. On va prendre une question de... I think there is a question for the minister in Arabic.
She said that was also asking for a comment from this side, so I would respond to that. Although the DG of FAO didn't leave much to me to say, but I would like to say that family farming is very important. They do play an important role into producing the needs of African agriculture. If you look at the numbers, at least in Tunisia, they do represent those farmers who have farms less than 5 hectares. They do represent probably over 85% of all farmers. But I think we came to a point that we should look at farming no more as just producing sector, but as a business. So if we cannot make farming a rewarding activity that brings about a comfortable revenue for farmers, we cannot do much. We cannot continue this way. So we should modernize the sector so we can make it more attractive to youth. Thank you. Okay.
On va prendre donc deux questions pour la presse arabe. Donc une pour la presse locale et une autre pour la presse internationale. S'il vous plaît. Bat.
هدى الورهينية تلفاز الوطنية التونسية. أود سؤال السيد دا سيلفا مدير عام المنظمة عن صندوق التآزر الإفريقي. العائدات التي يحملها هذا الصندوق كيف سيكون التصرف فيها، وهل سيكون للشباب الذي كثيرا ما تحدثت عنه هذا الملتقى نصيب من هذا الصندوق، وهل لشمال إفريقيا أيضا نصيب من هذا الصندوق؟
مستر دا سيلفا.
Well, the Solidarity Trust Fund is FAO has the secretary. We provide the technical assistance. The fund is managed by a steering committee that all the donors are placed there and under the political guidance of the African Union. And the steering committee has a meeting every semester to decide on the project they approve. I have the six first tranche approved. I can read for you and provide you political guidance of the African Union. And the steering committee has a meeting every semester to decide on the project they approve. I have the six first tranche approved. I can read for you and provide you a summary of each of the project, starting from the grant to Mali, Jeunesse Outre-Vers, Réduction de la Pauvreté Rurale. It's a collection of actions that will be given to Mali to work with the National Federation of Rural Women, FENAFER, National Federation of Rural Youth, FENAGER, Chambers of Agriculture of Mali, APCAN, Coordination of Peasant Organization, and so on. Civil society organization that will be working with youth to promote rural employment in Mali. And there are others here. I can give you a copy if you want. Of course, this is not for... this is for all countries, all African countries, including the north of Africa.
Thank you. على كل حال كل كل مواقع ما تنقاشوا من ورقات عمل موجودة على الموقع الرسمي للفاو بكل ما يمكن مع تحتاج المعلومات يكون موجود بين الموقع. الأخ بعدين شيك.
رشيد مبروك راديو سوا. سؤالي يتوجه إلى السيد وزير الفلاحة التونسي. نحن يعني سجلنا في خطاب السيد رئيس الحكومة أنه ركز كثيرا على دور الشباب في بناء مستقبل القطاع الزراعي في البلدان الإفريقية. فمن الناحية العملية وهل هنالك يعني قرارات تستنتج من هذه من هذا التوجه لتونس وهو أيضا توجه أعتقد لكل البلدان الإفريقية من ناحية تشجيع يعني الشباب على التعاطي العمل الفلاحي؟ معناها هل استجاب هذا المؤتمر على إلى ما اقترحه السيد رئيس الحكومة وذلك من خلال مناقشاتكم وخاصة في اللقاءات بين مختلف الوزراء؟ شكرا.
سيد وزير الفلاحة.
شكرا. أنا اللي نحب نقوله في الموضوع هذا كونه المؤتمر هذايا تعاطى معناها ثلاثة محاور هامة جدا بالنقاش واللي هما كانوا سبب في التغطية الإعلامية هذه المكثفة. المحور الأول كان الشباب الإفريقي في قطاع الأغذية والزراعة والتنمية الريفية، والثاني حالة الأمن الغذائي مع التركيز على صغار الفلاحين والفلاحة العائلية. كيف ما تفضلت سيادتك، صحيح رئيس الحكومة أكد على هذا، والمؤتمر كان تناول المحور الأول هذايا الشباب في الزراعة، وتناقشوا نهارين كاملين السادة الخبراء على مستوى عالي جدا المحور هذايا، وخرجوا بتوصيات. التوصيات هذية برشا منها قاعدين في تونس، يظهر لي الاستراتيجية متاع الفلاحة قاعدة تطبق في الكثير من التوصيات هذه. من التوصيات هو تيسير حصول الشباب على وسائل الانتاج وخاصة الأراضي والتمويلات الضرورية باش يعملوا المشاريع متاعهم. في بالي في تونس احنا عندنا برشا معناها عناية بالشباب في الموضوع هذايا، باش نأطروهم باش ينخرطوا في هياكل مهنية، باش ما يقعدوش يخدموا وحدهم وينقصوا معناها ديزيكونومي دي شيل، دونك يدخلوا في هياكل مهنية باش يكون عندهم أكثر قدرة تنافسية. حسنا زاد بعض من الشراكة بين القطاعين العام والخاص باش نحسنوا مناخ الاستثمار. ثم حوافز زاد ناتيور للشباب، ثم كيف معناها يسرنا الحصول على الشباب على وسائل انتاج كيف ما قلت بكري. والحاجة الهامة ياسر هو عندنا دي سكونابيل لي بيبينير، محاضن المؤسسات، دونك اللي لهين بالشباب ويصاحبوهم في المشاريع نتاعهم من الفكره الى حتى انطلاق المشروع. هذايا في عجاله معناها ملخص على شنو قاعدين نقوموا به في تونس، وتنجم تكون هذه تجربة زادة لو خيان من أفريقيا فهمتني ينتفعوا بها وينجموا يطبقوها في بلدانهم. شكرا.
Donc on va prendre deux autres interventions, mais s'il vous plaît, présentez-vous et surtout citez l'organe de presse dont vous dépendez. À vous la parole.
Merci. Alors Joshua Massaranti, Sport Magazine à Frontline. J'ai une question, deux pour le directeur général de l'FAO et le sous-directeur de l'FAO, M. Tidjani. La première concerne le fonds fiduciaire. Comment expliquez-vous qu'après deux ans après son annonce par le président congolais, il n'y ait que deux pays qui ont mis à disposition des fonds à hauteur de 40 millions en tout, si j'ai bien compris, Guinée équatoriale et Angola, et des pays, des puissances économiques comme le Nigeria, le Kenya, l'Afrique du Sud, n'aient pas contribué à ce fonds. Et lié à ça, c'est sur le programme détaillé pour le développement de l'agriculture africaine. Certes, on rentre dans la deuxième décennie de la mise en œuvre de ce programme et certains experts se posent la question, est-ce qu'il vaut mieux se fixer sur les chiffres, c'est-à-dire 6% de croissance, 10% du PIB dédié, du budget national dédié au soutien à l'agriculture, et plutôt que de se concentrer, et ne vaudrait-il mieux pas peut-être ne pas aboutir à ces chiffres, mais se concentrer sur la qualité de l'engagement pour un développement équitable à travers le secteur agricole, social équitable, et des engagements concrets et rationnels, en quelque manière, pour le soutien des politiques en faveur de la sécurité alimentaire. En gros, est-ce qu'il vaut mieux un pays qui s'engage à hauteur de 8-9% mais qui n'a pas une politique efficace, plutôt qu'un pays qui ne s'approche pas des 10% mais avec 5-6% à des politiques qui se révèlent efficaces pour leur population? Merci.
Merci. Donc votre question s'est adressée à M. Tidjani, au moins au directeur général. Le choix. Donc, you have the choice.
Thank you so much. What brought about the Africa Solidarity Fund, as the name implies, is to look within the African continent for Africans to provide funding for agricultural development. And that is why Equatorial Guinea and Angola have made the first contributions. At the conclusion of this conference, Congo has also made a pledge, a very strong pledge. It's still a pledge because we already have received, FAO has received as part of the trust fund. Now, we are not just looking specifically at Nigeria as FAO or South Africa. We are looking at a number of countries. One is Nigeria, two South Africa, Algeria, and then there are also other countries whom FAO is in contact to see how best they can also make contributions. But going back to your question, the Maputo Declaration was signed by most of the African countries, and each country is to provide the 10%. But what we're saying is the 10% for some countries is not enough. For others, they have even passed the 10%. And I will say they are front-loading. Front-loading is where countries put more money for investments in agriculture, crops, livestock, fishery, also forest products. So FAO actually is in consultation with the two countries you have mentioned, and also with others. But the mandate still remains that since the Maputo Declaration of 2003 is an agreement signed by each country on their own, it means it is binding on the countries. What KEDAP is calling for, what FAO is calling for, is to encourage all countries to provide the minimum 10%. But the reality is that globally, the world is looking at all African countries having greater potentials than the rest of the world. And I believe that is why 7 out of the 10 fastest growing countries are in Africa. And this conference, which is ending this evening after this press conference, is saying is to encourage African countries to look inward, not only financially, but also in the potentials that is available for Africans to develop that sector. And lastly, I want to say that it's not just developing the sector. We want to see how young people, which is the theme of this conference, can get gainful employment that can create wealth, but at the same time provide food security, nutrition security, and also products that would be used by our industries and others within the continent and also outside the continent. So I believe voluntary contribution and mandatory contribution are the two things that we are looking at. And I believe their willingness, and for us as FAO, we are pushing at other countries to see how they can provide funds for themselves or for other African countries. And they say charity begins at home, and that is why we have to use our own national and continental funds before we start asking for loans and assistance from outside the continent. This will be my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me add two clarifications. The first one is that the trust fund was proposed as an idea. It was not exactly proposed as trust fund. It was proposed that Africans be solidarity with others. We got the idea 2 years ago from the president, the speech, the closing section of the speech of the regional conference in Congo, and we transformed it in a trust fund. It took time to set the steering committee, to open the account, to get the money in, and so on. So I would say that despite we took 1.5 years, because the fund became operation in December, last December. It was approved by our council and so on. So for, let's say, the speed that we use to compare international organization and governments, it was not that much. So we have now 6 months or less that the fund is operational, and we have implementing today 6 projects. So I think that we are on track. Okay. Second comment, about the 10%, I see many of these questions around that, and you cannot take for granted that 10% is what is needed or is enough or is not enough. I would say that most of the countries that have agriculture as a developed center does not invest 10% of the budget in agriculture. The problem is that we put in this 10% all the infrastructure need for agriculture, roads, storage, sometimes even airports and ports. So we more than look for the 10%, we need to start to look of what kind of development we are promoting in rural areas. What are really the kind of rural development that we are promoting? Is it inclusive? Does it benefit family farmers? Who is benefit by the agriculture development in African countries? More than just having a number that at the end means very little if you don't know, look inside what is considered in that 10%.
Il nous reste encore 3 à 4 minutes, donc on va prendre 2 questions au maximum. S'il vous plaît, soyez brefs. pour avoir une réponse et on reste un peu dans les délais. Donc, s'il vous plaît.
علي المجري شبكة تونس الإخبارية تينين سؤالي موجه إلى السيد الأسعد الأشعل وزير الفلاح. سيد الوزير فعليا وعمليا ما الذي خرجت به تونس من خلال استضافتها لأشغال هذا المؤتمر؟ وشكرا.
شكرا. كيف ما تعرفوا تونس كان وقع الاختيار عليها في 2012 باش تستضيف المؤتمر هذا في الدورة 27 المؤتمر اللي صارت في الكونغو. استضافة المؤتمر هذا كان بطبيعة الساعة افتح نافذة على تونس. دونك كبار خبراء وزارات الزراعة في افريقيا جاوا لتونس، شافوا تونس، عرفوا تونس. الميديا الكل تحكي على تونس، التغطية المكثفة هذه تحكي على تونس. دونك شافوا لي برودوي دو تيروار نتاعنا، لاغريكولتور بيولوجيك، شافوا تعرفوا على الانتاج التونسي. واكثر من هذا، تونس خذت رئاسه المؤتمر لمده سنتين. دونك تونس تولي تتكلم افيك لا فوا دو لافريك باسم وزراء الزراعه الافارقه، واش يكون عندها ان بوا بلوز امبورطون، اون فيزيبيليتي اكثر في العالم فيما يخص سياسات الفلاحة اللي يتنفذوا في افريقيا.
شكرا. Donc la dernière question donc c'est à madame
Rada Swa, journaliste de l'agence Tunis Afrique Presse. Ma question s'adresse à monsieur le ministre de l'Agriculture. La Tunisie présidera durant les deux années 2014-2015 le congrès de la FAO. Quels sont vos plans, vos priorités? Vos plans et priorités au cours de cette période?
Wallahi, fi bali ana mazalna ma hkinash mliḥ fi lmawḍuʿ hadhaya, mi adh-dhahir kawnu les priorités huwa tanfidh as-sa'a at-tawsiyat li kharajna biha min al-mu'tamar hadhaya. Donc le mu'tamar hadha qaddam tawsiyat, des recommandations. Ash nhawlu bi qadr al-mustata', ma'naha nshoufou kifash نقدموا باش ننفذوا التوصيات هذه. ربما ما نوصلوش باش ننفذوهم الكل، ولا بال على خاطر التوصية من التوصيات هو ending hunger by 2025، معناه إزالة الجوع في سنة 2000. شو نشوفوا مدى تقدم بعد عامين البلدان الإفريقية في التوصية هذه. دونك ثم توصيات اللي شنكونوا بصفة عملية نفذوهم الكل، ثم التوصيات نقدموا فيهم. دونك يرى ان بروغري، وهذا شنو ما لي بريوريتي نتاع رئاسة تونس للمؤتمر. شكرا.
Merci. Donc comme ça on termine la conférence de presse et on vous remercie pour votre patience. Et également si vous avez des questions spécifiques sur le site de l'FAO, vous trouverez toutes les informations concernant cette conférence. Sachant que la prochaine conférence va se dérouler en Côte d'Ivoire en 2016. Merci. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.